Thank you for staying with us on this special edition of Consider This. We're speaking to activists and experts making sense of the current political crisis. Joining us in the studio, we've had Thomas Fun, chairperson of Bersih 2.0 since the beginning of the show. And now joining us, we have Hisham Mudin Rais, activist. Hisham, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us late in the evening.
Ahlan wa sahlan, welcome.
Thank you. Okay, so first off, you were at Sheraton PJ on Sunday, weren't you?
Yeah, I was there, yes.
You were correct. There along with Datuk Seri Azmin Ali, Zuraida Kamarudin, Datuk Saifuddin Abdullah Barubian, among others. Now, Hisham, were you part of this attempt to change the government?
I'm not part of the attempt to change the government. I'm part of the attempt to block Anwar Ibrahim to become the Prime Minister of Malaysia. That's it, it's clear. That was my brief. My brief is that to stop Anwar Ibrahim from becoming the Prime Minister of Malaysia and to make sure that Tun Dr. Mahathir continue as a Prime Minister of Malaysia as one full term. That's it. That's my brief. That's why I was there.
Right. And when you say your brief, do you mean somebody gave you a brief?
It's not somebody gave me a brief. It's my own personal. What I'm doing now is actually what you are seeing now for the past. You say this for past Friday, Saturday, Sunday and today is Tuesday. No. For me, it's longer than that. This is a manifestation. What we're seeing here now is the manifestation. It's a manifestation of the desire of one man to become the Prime Minister. What is we are seeing here now is a conflicting interest. The desire of Anwar Ibrahim to become the Prime Minister, one portion, and another pocket of people who is blocking Anwar Ibrahim from becoming the Prime Minister of Malaysia. That's what's happening now. What we see now, what you're debating now, what is it? It's just the manifestation of this event. So the essence is actually these two things what's happened. What you're seeing now is the manifestation of this contradiction of these two events.
All right, yeah. So you say your brief was to block Anwar Ibrahim from becoming Prime Minister, right?
Yeah.
What is your role exactly, Hisham?
My role specifically, I'm not. I'm just observing. I'm always there. I'm Merakam Sejarah. I'm the thing. If you recall the 10 days that shook the world, the famous book of the Bolshevik Revolution 1917.
By John Reed.
I was there. I mean, the last time was at Sheraton too. I was there. I was just an observer. I noted it and I observe and I write, and that's why I was there.
Okay, I would say, Hisham, one of the things is that the narrative that you have is that of Azmin Ali, right? Azmin Ali put it on Facebook that he had heard word that that Anwar Ibrahim was moving against Dr. Mahathir, and therefore he came out to save Dr. Mahathir. Now, you'd expect that as a consequence of that, of saving Dr. Mahathir would embrace Azmin Ali and the group of people who've come, by some people called traitors, other people called saviors, perhaps. But the question is, why hasn't that panned out? Why is it that if Azmin Ali was saving Dr. Mahathir, like you, saving him from Anwar Ibrahim, that Dr. Mahathir has not, in fact, embraced Azmin Ali?
No, that's bigger than that. What you see is just one part of the manifestation. That was what happened. Theoretically, if Pakatan Harapan still exists, our Prime Minister today is Anwar bin Ibrahim. Touch wood, it's not happening.
So you were willing to help the fall of Pakatan Harapan?
No. It's not the fall of Pakatan Harapan. This is not about the fall of Pakatan Harapan. This is to save the country from Anwar Ibrahim. That's it.
What is the narrative?
The narrative is that I think because, okay, there's this element. Yeah, this is this element. There are people who are objecting to Anwar Ibrahim. Okay, it's not.
Is it
for
personal?
For me. Why it's happened? Because I believe that the agenda reformasi has been hijacked. It's been hijacked, telah dibajak. It's been hijacked by Anwar Ibrahim since the night. On the night of May 2018, it's been hijacked. So for the past 2 years, we have not been talking anything but about who is the next Prime Minister, who and I will, when I did, after APEC, what day, what time, Tuesday or Monday. So that's all the debates being on. We have failed, I'm sure. A lot of people, we fail. We are not, you are discussing to me today by right, should be theoretically, should be asking me, hey, Hisham, what you have done with the reform agenda? No, we are not. We are talking, will the business Prime Minister, will Anwar take over after APEC? When is that?
Would you concede that over the last 20 months that there have been reforms, the voting age has been lowered, there has been attempts to talk about or table the decriminalization of drug use, you know, the end of the death penalty.
Correct. Yes, true. This is the success of the Pakatan Harapan. Yes, but there are also elements that is, that's a major thing that there's a lot of the civil society is still not happy what going on. There's a thing that the hanging thing still going on. The debate is still going on. The interracial challenge is still going on. So there are things that we can move forward, but all these things, the agenda, the big reform agenda have been hijacked. We are debating. Why are you inviting me here to debate about this thing? By right, theoretically, you should be inviting, hey, Isham, what have you done since you are in Bursa? You should come to the street. What have you done? Show me your report card. No, I cannot show. Yes, you mentioned Mr. Sharad Kutang. You mentioned the report. But for me, the bigger agenda than more, to move forward, the racial thing have not. So this is the big thing, because I think the manifestation of the battle between those people who are for Anwar Ibrahim and those people who are. But on behalf of this, the background of this, that's a very important. I think Sharifah mentioned it just now. Your earlier speaker mentioned now. The national question. The national question has not been resolved. This is the fundamental thing, and it's reflected, you know, it's reflected in the composition. It reflected the hatreds of the Malays toward the AP, the hatred of the Malays. This is the national question has not been resolved. So this is the bigger agenda which I'm proposing.
Well, that's precisely why we're hearing all the different voices today. We want to hear from civil societies, from activists, from people on the ground who are championing the reform agenda. I mean, Thomas, I'm sorry you've been caught in the middle of fiery gentlemen here.
Yeah.
I want to get your thoughts now, Thomas. I mean, what do you think of all the things that Hisham just said? Do you agree that the reform agenda has been hijacked?
Well, I mean, it's a very interesting narrative I'm hearing here, that in order to save the reform agenda and stop Anwar Ibrahim, you embrace people from PAS and UMNO, and do you think that they are better at fulfilling the reform agenda? Come on, we have been struggling on the street all these decades.
No. The thing is that the PAS and UMNO came later because they have a personal interest. Because they have a personal interest, because some of them are on trial, some of them being charged. And today it's proven to everyone. We come back to square one. We come back to Pakatan Harapan.
But didn't Azmin Ali sit with Tunku Adnan and all those people
who were actually essential to
allowing this to happen? I mean, if you're saying you want to prevent Anwar Ibrahim, and so the price of it was the destruction of Pakatan Harapan and the creation of a Mafakat national government.
Yeah, there was this another agenda. That agenda, which is I'm not subscribing to the agenda. As I mentioned to you, I have this brief that I've told to you to block Anwar Ibrahim from Prime Minister, and then to sprung. That's the brief. Actually, that is the SD, the statutory declaration that have been signed by all those people. Only the two. This F, I'm referring to the brief. Menyokong Dr. Mahathir sebagai Perdana Menteri, then the other one is there. So that's it. So that was the brief, actually. So that's the brief. So that's when I say just now why I was the charter. It's implementing the brief. Then come these people who have a personal interest. Well, Tunku Nan, for example, Zaid Hamidi, for example, these are people who have cases to be answered in the court.
Sure.
So they were opportunistically hoping that there'd be dissolving of this government, then there'd be new government, and hopefully, theoretically, they will scot-free. I don't know. I mean, this is the court will take its law. That is what in their mind. That is what. So insofar as this is concerned, there is an opportunity thing coming. I call it the satanic versus enter into the two brief. The satanic versus enter.
But okay, so I want to ask you, I think what's interesting is that, Hisham, you have been an activist for democracy. You were on the streets. You were organized. In fact, you were under detention under the Internal Security Act for more than
2 years,
right? Mm-hmm. And you're an activist going back to the 70s with the student movement.
Yeah.
You are exemplary when it comes to talking about civil society activists for progress in this country. Thomas, similarly, but now you find yourselves on different sides of this divide. And I'm trying to understand, why is it that you have found yourself with one group of people, whereas Thomas finds himself arguing for the maintenance of the Pakatan Harapan government and its promise?
That maintenance of Pakatan Harapan, the promise, kosher, that is the same. But the thing is that we do not differ on that. On the civil society, we're not. But on to accept or not to accept Anwar Ibrahim, that is where the difference is. There are people, as I've said, that's not the main narrative, is that the body is that. There's one pocket against Anwar Ibrahim, there's one pocket for Anwar Ibrahim. Yes, go ahead.
Thomas, personalities.
You know, I think it's time for us to look beyond the personalities. We talk about Mahathir, Anwar, Azmin, and this and that. The bigger picture here is this country, the reform agenda that is good for this country. And that is, I think, our only interest.
Okay.
I think the focus on the personality that's stopping Anwar and all that thing, this is distracting and it is destroying the reform agenda.
No. About personality, we are the third world country. Whether you go to China, Mao Zedong, Zhou Enlai, we go to Chiang Kai-shek.
We are not a third world country.
Whether you go to Stalin, Lenin, or whether it's Margaret Thatcher, Ronald Reagan, it is the personality. That is the truth about personality. They play an important role. They're iconic. I mean, Che Guevara, Lenin, Trotsky, these are names that play. Bung Karno, it's all. You cannot deny that. And then you have the heritage, Anwar Ibrahim, Nurul Izzah, Wan Ajah. These are
time
personality.
No,
I'm talking. This is the truth. This is how human beings react naturally.
On.
Okay. I want to ask you, Hisham, why do you think, and I don't know if this is true, but correct me if I'm wrong, that this attempt has failed? That in fact, you observing, you might say, this group of people, Azmin Ali, Zuraida, and the 11 have failed.
Yeah.
UMNO and PAS have failed.
Yeah.
Why do you think they failed?
Why did they fail? Because all of them have different interests, but united in one portion. That is to block Anwar Ibrahim. So when they realize it, Tun Dr. Mahathir refused to play balls. That's where the whole thing failed. You see,
why did he refuse?
No, it's not in his. What happened is that I'm giving you a metaphor. When we are kids in the kampung, in the village, we go and play in the river, bathe in the river all day long. And then somebody, an elderly guy, is the Tok Haji, hey, Hisham, you have been all day in the river. Don't your father know about this? You know. Then I said, no, my father. But actually, my father didn't know that I've been spending all my weekend in the river. So this is what happened. There are elements of people who try to claim themselves doing things on behalf of Tun Dr. Mahathir. That's why. So it's true, the statutory declaration is true, it's black and white. That is where I stood in the brief. But the rest of the thing, they are dealing, willing, and because that's interest. I have said that I'm not having interest to be scot-free. The other people scot-free. They were even interested in forming. Yes, it's true. I'm not with this and this. And when I was the latte, when I saw Kunan there, it's so nauseating. I mean, I just say I walk out. I mean, I'm supposed to be there to record what happened, merakam sejarah, like I did in the last time in Sheraton. Well, I could not stomach it anymore. It's honestly, I said no. That's the end of it. The moment I'm so sorry that I have to give the figure of Kunan.
But at least one short response from you, Thomas.
Yes.
Do we and can we get away from this politics? This politics of personalities, of loyalty to persons, that has driven our politics for such a long time, especially over the last 20 years.
You know, in all this narrative about stopping Anwar and saving Mahathir and all this, what about the rakyat? Okay. Who is thinking about the rakyat? No, I mean, right now, the rakyat is feeling a sense of betrayal. They chose one government and now it's been reconfigured and things like that.
We're going to take a breather now and then perhaps come back with cooler heads after this on Consider This. Don't go anywhere.